welcome to the Negative Positives Podcast, episode 434. I'm your host, Mike Gutterman, coming to you from the Gutterman Cave here in Louisville, Kentucky. And a little chilly, don't like it. We had some beautiful spring weather, and then today a little cold snap came in. I guess this is old man winter's last gasp, I guess. I think it's going to start warming up soon. But we had some beautiful weather, and then all of a sudden this happens. It's just one little last chance for old man winter to, I guess, piss me off. Let's see, what I got going on? Well, I've had an eventful weekend, I guess. I had to take my son back to college after his spring break on Sunday. And then today I took my youngest son to the driver's licensing bureau for him to take his driver's test. And he passed. So we now have a 16-year-old son driver. So that should be awesome for my car insurance rates. Right? That's going to be wonderful. It's going to be a phone call I'm not looking forward to making this week with the old car insurance agent to see what that's going to cost a 16-year-old boy driving. So wonderful, wonderful times. Might cut into it. Thankfully, I have pretty much all the cameras and film I could possibly need for a while. So because the budget's probably going to be a little decimated. But also, I did get some new work shoes. I don't know. It's exciting stuff, right? But the weird thing was, I bought these shoes from a drug dealer of all things, and I don't know what this guy what this guy laced them with, but I've been tripping all day. Come on! What? Well. All right, I won't be here all night. Sorry for the dad joke, but this is gonna be a short episode. I just got some listener call-ins, and one listener call-in. Got some emails and a couple call-ins from co-captains of the USS Negative Positives I wanted to get out here, and also I wanted to announce the winner of the zine competition from the Asheville Camera Club. You know, Joe Pollock participated in this zine and sent me two copies. I'm keeping one because it's an awesome zine, but I'm giving the other one away. And so I had people email to enter that contest, and we got 9 entries. So you have better than if you entered the contest, you have a better than 10% chance to win this thing, right? So, but I'll announce that at the end of the show, because that's what they call a teaser in the business, and it keeps you waiting, right? Lets some butterflies get in your stomach about am I a big wiener, and keeps you listening to the last part of the show, right? So I hate to do these tricky little things to try to keep you all listening, but you got to do what you got to do, right? So it's all about the sweeps week in the podcast world, right? I don't know if this is such thing, or in fact, I know there's not a such thing. But let's. I'm gonna go ahead and go through some of the entries here. Some people actually left notes in their emails to enter this contest. So let me grab the entries. First one's from Robert Coates. He gives me his address. He says, "I'm hoping to get some advice about laying out my first zine. Working on turning my frugal film shots from 2023 into a zine based on a song by Lucero, 'Drink Till We're Gone.'" That sounds like my kind of song. would love some advice on how to sequence and lay out it. Well, Robert, you're probably asking the wrong people, because I'm not sure that any of us in the Negative Positives gang are really good about doing zines at this point. I made one a long time ago, and I had a real trouble with the layout because I'm not great at Photoshop. I know Roxana's made some zines, but she does hers like almost like handmade, and they're beautiful. But definitely not the digital layout sort of way of doing things. But you know, maybe I'll save this email, whether you're a big wiener or not, and propose it to the gang and see if they have any advice. I would tell you that to reach out to Matt Murray from Matt Loves Cameras. He's really good at that stuff. He's made quite a few zines, and Matt Murray and Matt Loves Cameras might be able to definitely get. It might be the podcast to get better advice on about zines than this rinky-dink jalopy of a podcast. So, all right. The next entry comes from James. I guess it's Blucher or Blucher. I'm sorry, James. I probably Bluchered your name. Butchered. I don't know. I'm reaching there. but he is in Tennessee. Ethan Greenwood from Texas. Ryan Cervisi from Ohio. Mark Fole. He says, hi, Mike. I'm putting my name in the drawing for the Asheville zine. If it's anything like Mark O'Brien's zines, it's pretty fine. Well, it is a very fine zine, so whoever wins this thing is going to be going to get a really awesome zine in the mail. So let's see. You got Bill Donovan from Kentucky. Kentucky, one of my fellow Kentuckians. And then we have good old Sean Nelson from UtahFilmPhotography.com. If you haven't checked his site out, UtahFilmPhotography.com, you should. Sean, longtime friend of the show, longtime friend of mine. I love Sean Nelson. So, but yeah, he has entered the thing. He simply enters Shake That Box, which we will be doing. I will put these entries in a box at the end of the show. Shake that box and get us a big wiener. Next up is Ryan Anderson in Illinois. And then I have an email from Sean Eliason, and he is in Pennsylvania. He says, please enter me in the Asheville Camera Club zine giveaway. I'm always looking forward to see what other photographers are doing. On the podcast itself, I've been listening for some time, and I've always enjoyed it. I've never sought to interact with you, as I'm a true amateur, and I don't really feel like I have anything to add. Please don't take my silence for a lack of appreciation. Thank you all for the hard work. I look forward to seeing what the future holds, Sean. Well, Sean, we are all rank amateurs on this podcast, and that doesn't stop us from getting on here and making fools of ourselves. So I'm sure you won't make a fool of yourself, so please interact with us more in the future. It'd be good to hear from you, and good luck on the contest giveaway. So I'll be shaking that box and drawing a big wiener at the end of this very episode. So let's get to our first call-in. This one comes from Penny Ferris, and it's a listener call-in, and we've had Penny on the show before. And matter of fact, I think she might be one of the people that Andre fell asleep on. So she's an illustrious crowd of of guests in which Andre has fallen asleep on. It takes a special type of guest for Andre to fall asleep on him, and so Penny is in that elusive club. And but she's great. She's been a part of the community for a long time, and she's going to talk about intention and gas with 16x7 panos. So what is this about? What is this about? Well, without any further ado, we will listen to Penny Ferris and her call-in about intention and gas in 16x7 panos.
Hey, everybody out there, Negative Positives Land, Penny Ferris here, and I thought I would give a little chat today about my thoughts on intention and everybody's favorite subject, gas. Now, hold on about the gas part. I can see I could hear your eyeballs clanking when they rolled back into your head when you heard that. So I know it's a subject that seems like everybody is talked to death, but a little bit different perspective on it here, I hope. So bear with me for a second. And what started this little thought exercise was a video I was watching last night where this guy was shooting a Lumix digital camera with had an aspect ratio of it that was 64x25. And he was doing some really cool panos with it. And I was just like, 64x25. That's nuts. That's cool. And I started to go down the gas rabbit hole. Started checking this stuff out. What cameras do this? And long story short, after doing the math, I realized, okay, this is basically the equivalent of X-Pan. And the format is just shy of 16x7. And if any of you are familiar with Nick Carver's work stuff, he shoots a lot of 16x7. So I started thinking about this, like, okay. Little voice sitting on my shoulder started yelling into my ear, going, no gas. Stop. You are not buying another camera. Just stop it. So I talked myself down off the ledge, and then I said okay to myself. I said, self, how are you going to do this? And that's when the oh, duh moment hit. And it's obvious. I mean, duh, you cop. But where I'm going at with this is, how many of us go out with the intention of shoot, let's say shooting a 16 by 7, when you've got your 35 millimeter, or you've got your TLR, or your RB67, or your Graflex 6x9, with a 6x9 back, or whatever. I mean, that's a lot of formats I have, so that's not when I'm out there. If I've got my 6x9, I'm shooting with 6x9 at the forefront. Same thing with my TLR. But, you know, if I'm shooting a square format, yeah, I'm framing this as a square photo. But with technology the way it is now, and the ability to make some really decent scans, whether it be with a flatbed or a mirrorless or DSLR camera, you can get some really big negatives. And you've got the ability to crop to give you that exact ratio that you're wanting, that aspect ratio, without having to spend the money on the gear. Is it the same thing? No, will it give you the same results? Will you know the difference if you're, depending on the size you're printing? Are you really going to know the difference? Kind of my thoughts on that. So I think really where I'm going with this, something I'm going to do, when I got to looking at it, it's easy to do in camera. And not being locked into the viewfinder that is in front of your eye. Realistically, all it is lines. It's an aspect ratio. We can adjust that later. So really, being able to see it outside of the format that you're shooting will, I think, open up, hopefully, maybe some inspirational opportunities. Just shift the paradigm a little bit. Shift your thinking a little bit. I know that's something I'm going to start working towards. And not get hung up by the fact that, oh, I'm shooting square, or I'm shooting 35. If I see a scene and say, hey, I want to make this a 16 by 7, or a 16x6.25, I'll make it work. Anyway, that's all I got. Kind of curious if anybody else has got any thoughts on that. Y'all take care, and go out and shoot some really cool film photos.
Well, thank you, Penny Ferris, for your call in about 16x7 and how it could have given you gas, and you avoided it like a true gas avoiding trooper. I think that's a good point. I think a lot of us, when we see something that we're interested in with photography or any of our hobbies or passions, our first way of solving things is like, what can I buy to help me do this? And I'm guilty of it. Being a hack photographer and hack musician, I'm always thinking that a new piece of gear will make me better at those things, and it won't, because my talent only goes so far, right? But but the easy way out does seem to be, oh, I gotta buy something to help me do this or whatever. But sometimes the solution may be not spending any money at all. And I like the idea of using just basic cropping to get that, so you see some 16x7 panos and they look awesome. I want to try that. I need to buy a camera that does that. Maybe you don't have to. And really good points there. I'm guilty. I mean, like anybody, you know, a new shiny piece of gear is awful tempting at times, but sometimes you don't really have to necessarily spend that money. You can do workarounds. I do all my music recording here in the cave here in the garage, and I am able to pretty much do what I want to do musically with what I have. Could it be better? Well, obviously I could play better, but gear wise, it could be better. I could have higher end gear or equipment, but nothing is really stopping me from doing what I want to accomplish with my hobbies, whether it be in photography or in playing music. So sometimes, let's see how, limitations breeds creativity. Sometimes a little, limited, situation with your equipment can force you to find creative solutions. And I think Penny may have found that with her interest in these 16x7 panels that she saw and said, yeah, I want to try that. And she maybe has found a way to do it without spending money, right? It's tough times out there, right? So let's save some bucks. All right, I'm going to go to a little break. And after the break, in the next segment, we're going to have a little call-in from Negative Positive's co-captain, Mr. Mike Kukavica, the Drunk Darkroom. He's going to be talking with Andrew Brockhausen. Hopefully I got your name right. Andrew Brockhausen. Brockhausen. There you go. About a print exchange that Andrew has started up. And so for all you folks in the community there who want to get involved with a print exchange, then Kooks and Andrew are going to tell you in the next segment exactly how to get involved with that. And I think they do mention in the segment that we'll put the link to sign up for it in the show notes, and I will try to remember to do that and hopefully do that properly in the show notes. So you should be able to just click the link in the show notes and sign up to get involved in this print exchange. So there you go, dear listener. I listen to this music gear podcast out of the UK, and the British guy that hosts it, he says dear listener all the time, and I think it's very charming. And it's very, I don't know, proper English. And I'm hoping by listening to this podcast all the time that I don't start saying dear listener all the time on this podcast. But, you know, I guess it wouldn't be terrible if I did, right? I should be proper from time to time, dear listener. But all right, we'll take us a break and we'll insert the segment with Mike Kukavica and Andrew Brockhausen about this print exchange that Andrew has started with all the info you need. And and then I'll come back in a final segment, and I've got some shout outs to get out. And I also have a little call in submitted by another co-captain, Roxana Angles. We'll do that in the third segment, and we'll announce the big wiener of the zine that Joe Pollock so graciously sent me from the Asheville Camera Club. And all this is coming up next. So we'll take a break and be right back, folks.
Here with friend of the show Andrew Brockhausen. How you doing, Andrew?
Doing good. I'm doing way good.
Glad to hear it, man. So it's fortunate that we're able to record this tonight, because you and I were just talking about getting together and doing a little segment about something, kind of a special project or a recurring project you're working on. So why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, just a few days ago, I just opened up signups for the Spring 2024 Reddit Print Exchange. And nice. I've done this a few times. I've done it, I don't know, three or four times on Reddit. Despite the name, it is open to anyone, even if you don't use Reddit. I just use Reddit a lot, so it's where I gravitate, I guess.
Hey, and you know what? Actually, there's good stuff on there. There's some really knowledgeable people, including yourself, but other people too. And I've actually got a couple of my questions answered over there too about darkroom stuff. So I guess if you're Facebook averse as I am, then it's a decent alternative.
So I've opened the signups. We've done this, I don't know, I think three times over the last couple of years. It's always been a really good time. And this time I'm wanted to put in a little bit of extra effort to see if we could get it out to some more people who might not necessarily find it because they're not using Reddit or whatever. So you can sign up on Reddit. You can sign up if you don't have a Reddit account. That's fine. You don't need that. But I posted it over on Fotrio forums if anyone's used those. I reached out to Mike to see if we could get it up on this podcast and find some more people who want to join us.
Heck yeah, man. And from personal experience, I think I've been in on the last two. And it's really been enjoyable. I mean, and by the way, everyone listening probably knows that Andrew and I darkroom print a lot, but it doesn't have to be a darkroom print. If you've got any kind of print, you can join the exchange. I mean, it could be a Polaroid. It could be something from your inkjet printer. It doesn't matter. So if you want in, you're in. So and it's pretty cool to send your stuff to whoever and then to get a surprise in the mail from somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, now that I think about it, the first or second one of these that I ran is how you and I met. That's how we ever got in contact with each other, is that I got randomly assigned to send you a print. And boy, that was a lucky day for me.
Me too, bro. Me too. That's a two-way street.
So yeah, I like what you said. You can read about all of this. There's going to be a link in the show notes to see the Reddit post that has, you know, all the details that anyone might ever ask for. But the highlights reel is anybody can join, and it's not just for darkroom prints or anything like that. It's any kind of print at all. So, you know, anything from a 4x6 that you had made at Walmart all the way up to if you want to send a 40x60 double carbon transfer pigment print that you made, you can do that too. Good luck figuring out how to mail that. But seems like most people send, you know, 5x7, 8x10, pretty popular. I did get a huge like 12x24, it was some big panoramic print that was rolled up last time, and it was cool. That one's on my wall.
Man, that's awesome. That's awesome. So yeah, well, cool. It's just good. It's such a good thing to participate in, you know, doing an exchange. And it's a little like a Secret Santa, right? So you don't know who's going to send you something. You only know who you're going to send something to. And it's a ton of fun.
So the way it works now is you go in, if you sign up, there's one of the things you fill in the little form when you sign up is how many do you want to do, right? You can do one, you can do some people put like 10 or 20 if you really want to send a lot of prints. And whatever number you put, that's how many people you're going to be randomly assigned to send a print to. That's also how many people will be randomly assigned to send a print to you. So in theory, you should be sending to the same number of people that you're receiving from, even if it's not the same people. And you will actually get the Reddit usernames of the people who are assigned to you. Or I guess, you know, if we get a bunch of people who aren't on Reddit, you'll get some kind of you'll be told who it is that is sending prints to you, just so that you can follow up with them if there's problems with mailing or anything like that. But yeah, I mean, you don't know who these people are, and you don't know what they're going to send until it arrives. And it sure makes for a fun day when you get in the mailbox and something cool is in there for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So highly, highly recommended. If you got any inkling to join, please do. I don't think you regret it at all.
Yeah, so signups are going to be open until April 12th. I'm looking at the post right now. If you want to read all about it, you can just go to our subreddit. It's reddit.com/r/printexchange. Again, you don't need an account to see that, but there's also going to be a link in the show notes if you don't remember that or don't want to go try to manually find something on Reddit. So go check it out, and there's a link in the Reddit post that will take you over to the signup form, and we'd really love you to join us.
Absolutely. Well, cool, man. Well, I hope the people listening will be inspired to get involved if they haven't been. I bet you there's probably a few listeners that have been already. I found there was a couple guys that I followed on Instagram that ended up sending me a print that I had no idea until they had written in there. You know what I mean? So it's kind of funny how that works out. So
yeah, it is cool to see when there's like some overlap in the photography community. It's kind of, I don't know, it's a small world out there. So yeah, maybe some of us already know each other, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, cool. Well, thanks for coming on. It's good talking to you. And just on a little side, we were talking about mixing Mitol and ECN2, and I think I'm going to give those things a try. It sounds like some fun stuff before we start recording, that is, Andrew and I. So anyhow, maybe I'll just shut up now and just say, can you tell I haven't recorded enough lately? what's the line? Help me out, bro.
Stay positive, right?
Yeah, and shoot some cool film photos. Oh, that's backwards. I'm supposed to say that. Yeah, oh, well. But this is me. Everyone knows me anyhow. So thank you. Thanks for bailing me out, bro. All right. So everybody, see you next time. Take care.
Folks, we're back for the final segment, and thanks to Kooks and Andrew for giving us a little update on that print exchange. I will have again the link in the show note to sign up for that and get involved with the little print exchange going on there. Very cool, and thanks to Andrew for putting that on and allowing us to put that out there for our fine listeners to participate. All right, I think we're gonna move on now to another call in from another. One of our co-captains, Mrs. Roxana Angles. You know, in the last episode, she was talking about looking for a camera to shoot at the music festival, Coachella, that she's going to be attending. And I think she may have found her camera, and she did not take any of our advice. She took the advice of someone else in the community, which is fine. That person probably knows, way more. Probably has better suggestions than the co-captains of this podcast. We'll find out who that is and what camera Roxana might be considering for her Coachella adventure of film photography at a music festival. So let's find out what Roxana's got going on.
Hello, MPP listeners. It's Roxy here, coming to you from somewhere, California. I just wanted to do a quick little recording, you know, five minutes with rocks, I don't know. Anyhow, I just got a new point and shoot in the mail, and I kind of wanted to talk about it because I got this recommendation from Suzanne, who's B-roll backup on Instagram, and she suggested the Samsung Evoca 170 SE, and it looks like it has a pretty nice lens. It's like a 38 millimeter, and it has like a telephoto lens that comes all the way out. And you know, you all know that I'm not super techy, but this seems pretty cool because I also love how I can set it from panorama to just a standard frame. So I am going to pop a roll into this camera, test it out, and see how I like it. And I'll develop it before the Coachella Fest that I'm going to go to, which, by the way, I just got wristbands for today. So this camera came exactly the same day. And I think that it may be a sign that this might just be my Coachella point and shoot. So stay tuned. Bye, y'all.
Well, thank you, Roxana, for your call in. Let us know about your point and shoot adventure. I'm trying to find the right camera to shoot at Coachella. As you heard in her little call in there, she ended up getting advice from Suzanne from, of course, the Gen X Photography Podcast, and Suzanne probably has a better recommendation than what we gave Roxana. Although I did recommend a Pentax, you know, it's a working man's camera. So it sounds like she found a possible big wiener in the Samsung Evoca 170 SE point shoot camera. So good luck with that, Roxana, at Coachella. and you know, enjoy the music and the good times, and hopefully you get some fun photography out of that event with your new shiny new toy. So shiny new old toy or whatever. But also, before I announce the big wieners of the zine, I just wanted to give a couple shout outs here. First of all, I wanted to give a little shout out to Ian Turpin, who does the Ordinary Photographer podcast in episode 50. He just had some nice things to say about the gang here at Negative Positives of this podcast. And big thanks to Ian for that. Such a nice thing to hear. And really, I was listening to it in the factory, and it really was having kind of a bad night at the old Ford factory. Most nights there are pretty bad, but and it really did kind of make my day. So thank you, Ian, from the Ordinary Photographer podcast. Check him out if you haven't checked out that podcast yet. He's doing a fine job over there. And also, Mr. Ted Vieira.
Yeah, man.
Yes, his Photography Matters podcast. Ted, on episode 126, was mentioning some podcasts that he checks out, and we made the list. Negative Positives made the list, and to think that Mr. Ted Vieira, I mean,
yeah, man,
the best voice in all of podcasting, actually listens to this this goofy show, is really made my day as well. So I just love Ted to death. So
man,
yeah, just a real fine dude. So thanks, Ted, for the nice words there, and your podcast, Photography Matters. If you're not checking out Ted's podcast, Photography Matters, well, you're straight up goofing at life, and you know it, and I do too. So check that out if you haven't already. But all right, well, I think it's that time to announce the big wiener of the zine from the Asheville Camera Club, so graciously sent to us from Joe Pollock. Sent me two copies. I'm giving one away, and I'll hopefully try to get this out in the mail to the big wiener in the next day or so. I've been on top of these things a little better lately, so I guess without any further ado, you have there's 9 entries. You have a better than 10% chance of winning this, right? So I don't have anybody to tell me. I can only tell you that this is being done on the up and up. The box, the entries are folded up and in this box. I can't tell what any of these entries are. It is being monitored by Greta, the cat, the Gutterman Cave mascot, who is sitting here on the bench staring me right in the face, making sure I do this legally and properly and fairly, with no bias or anything. Greta, also affectionately known as Chi-Chi Peas around here, but she is she's a wonderful outside cat that we started feeding and now has adopted us, apparently. And she killed a rabbit the other day. She kills a lot of things. She's a murderer, but don't let that sway you on thinking that she might rig this competition in any sort of way. It's just what cats do. But one thing I wonder is, like, you know, every time she catches a rabbit or a bird or whatever it may be, she's actually killed 2 rats as well. Rats, yes, big rats, and this is a small cat, so she's a real professional with this. But she ends up, well, except for the rats, the birds and the rabbits, she eats every bit of them, like the entire animal, which I'm fine with. It's less for me to clean up, but I'm kind of shocked that this small cat can eat an entire rabbit, and that they actually eat like the bones at all. Like, how? Like, I have a hard time digesting pasta. Like, how do they digest a full rabbit skeleton? I don't know. It's pretty amazing. But, nature, right? So, all right. I've made y'all wait long enough. Greta, keeping an eye on me here. Make sure I do this properly. She can't tell me to shake that box, and no one else around here can. So, Mike, shake that box. Oh, the suspense. All right, let's grab one out of here. I'm not looking. I'm just reaching in the box. I'm grabbing an entry. In my hands, folded up, is the big wiener. The winner is Mr. Sean Nelson from UtahFilmPhotography.com. He's the one that actually told me to shake that box. I did shake that box. And Sean Nelson, you're the big wiener of the Asheville Camera Club zine. So, Sean, I will get this out in the mail to you very soon. Congratulations, Sean Nelson, UtahFilmPhotography.com, and a big wiener. And Sean, Congratulations, man. You know, and I know I just said when I was talking about the entries early on that, you know, I like Sean. He's been a big friend of the podcast and a friend of mine. So this seems really, really like I cheated. I did not cheat. Like I said, Greta was keeping an eye on me. That was completely legit. So congrats, Sean. All right. Well, I guess we can go ahead and get out of here. We'll be back whenever we can get the gang back together. Hopefully sometime in the near future. And, you know, we don't really have a set broadcast schedule anymore. So we just kind of do this when things pop up. And when something pops up that we think that we have something to talk about, we certainly will jump on here and hopefully not bore you guys again. So, all right. So I'm going to get on out of here. All the socials for your crew will be in the closing music. So check that out if you want to see any of our photography. And also the email address is in there too if you want to email us and or if you want to send us a call in yourself. Always accepting call-ins, listener takeovers, anything you want to do, we'll put it on the show. So it's an open invitation for anyone to participate in this podcast. But until we come back and talk to you all again, everybody have a great couple of weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, month, or whatever it is until we return. Everybody stay positive and shoot some cool film photos.
I'm Roxana Angles, and you can find my photography on Instagram at RoxanaLog or my shadow account, Galanixor.
This is Andre Dominguez. You can see my photography at Andre on Film, periods in between. The more kind of personal, less artsy, fartsy stuff is at Andre.snapshots.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We really appreciate your time and your mental energy in listening to us. If you'd like to talk to me or if you'd like to take a look at my work, you can find me on Instagram at The Drunk Darkroom.
This is Billy Sanford, and you can find me on Instagram at B. Sanford Jr.
I'm Mike Gutterman, and you can see my photography on Instagram at Gutterman Photo. You can email this program at negpositives@gmail.com. That's negpositives@gmail.com. You can join our Facebook group, the Negative Positives Film Photo Podcast Facebook group. We also have an Instagram account under the account name Negative Positives. If you submit photos to Instagram, think about using the hashtag Negative Positives. You can support this program on Ko-fi. That is ko-fi.com/negativepositives. You can get my music on Bandcamp. That is mikegutterman.bandcamp.com. Everybody stay positive and shoot some cool film photos. A Gutterman Cave Production!